This is Fresh Air. In 2000, bassist William Parker started a new two horns, two rhythm quartet with old associates. That band is still around and is celebrated with a new box set where they play alone and with a variety of guests. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has more.
William Parker's quartet on Groove Number 7. Steve Lacy used to say, the right partner can help you make music you couldn't get to by yourself. William Parker's bass tone was always sturdy as a tree trunk, but power drummer Hamid Drake gives him lift. The upshot is, free jazz can swing too. The quartet's frontline is another firm partnership. Quicksilver alto saxophonist Rob Brown and flinty trumpeter Lewis Barnes. Their scrappy unisons on the melodies are raggedly right, and they finish each other's phrases when they improvise. Parker writes them all catchy tunes to use as springboards. William Parker's quartet, live in Oakland, 2006, when they'd been together 6 years. It's from a new box that should be on a bunch of Christmas lists. Parker's Wood Flute Songs is 6 concerts on 8 CDs recorded between 06 and 2012. The first half is for the quartet alone. On the rest, that foursome plus guests make up units of 5 to 12 pieces. In a sextet, singer Lena Conquest and pianist Iri Yamamoto only intensify the groove. This is from a war victims protest song, Parker's Boom Boom Bang Bang.
This democracy is killing me. This democracy is killing me.
The 7-piece version of William Parker's band adds Bobby Bradford on cornet and Billy Bang on violin, who's sometimes a spiky presence in the rhythm section. Also altoist James Spaulding, who played on dozens of vintage Blue Note dates without getting one of his own. James Spaulding, quoting Gershwin. One thing this band and William Parker's composing do for Hamid Drake, they let the drummer get to all sorts of stuff he's into, including reggae, funk, North African, and Native American rhythms. Wood Flute Songs comes in a handsome and unfussy little cardboard box with a fat program book containing fine art reproductions and William Parker's notes. Its 6 recorded concerts are also available separately as downloads. the cautiously curious might try the quartet's roaring goodnight at Yoshi's in Oakland in 2006, even if it starts with a 10-minute bass solo. The latest music comes from June of 2012 and a quintet where pianist Cooper Moore throws some firecrackers. I like the quartet with guests, but I like it alone at least as much.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Wood Flute Songs, the new 8-CD box set of live performances featuring the William Parker Quartet.